This past Saturday, April 7th, at 6 in the morning, a bus of 70 members of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, composed of men, women, children, and youth, left the town of Immokalee, Florida. This caravan began the McDonald's Truth Tour 2007, going through different cities in the United States with the final destination of Chicago, Illinois. The purpose of the tour is to put pressure on McDonald's, the world's largest fast food corporation, to comply with the tomato pickers' demands. They travel because of the difficulties and unjust labor conditions that the workers face. Tomato pickers receive between 40 and 45 cents per 32-pound bucket of tomatoes. This price has remained the same since 1978. At this rate, a worker must pick 4,000 pounds of tomatoes in order to earn $50. One of the workers' demands is a raise of 1 penny per pound of tomatoes, which would add 32 cents per bucket. The workers are fighting to establish a code of conduct that would ensure labor rights for farm workers. Farm workers are excluded from the Labor Relations Act of 1937, denying them minimum labor protections such as the right to organize, overtime pay, holidays, and sick days. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers brings a clear and transparent message: a raise of 1 penny per pound of tomatoes and a code of conduct that would recognize the farm workers' rights in the field. One way the coalition members are organizing is by informing, spreading, and building a conscious message of justice with different groups like students, religious groups, grassroots organizations, and unions. Gerardo Reyes Chavez, a participant of the caravan, gave a presentation at the North Decatur Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, bringing the coalition's message with the hope that the multinational corporation McDonald's will accept their demands in the next few days.
Nosotros ponemos la comida en la mesa de este país.
We put the food on the table of this country.
Y vamos a demandar el respeto que merecemos.
And we're going to demand the respect that we deserve.
Y si no nos lo dan,
and if they don't give it to us,
vamos a tomarlo.
We're going to take it.
The negotiations with McDonald's are going well. Even if the fast food giant signs on to the coalition's campaign to bring dignified conditions to the farm fields, the coalition will continue their work until the goal of fair conditions for all agricultural workers is realized.